Hi everyone, my name is Artin. I'm 26 years old. I live in Germany and I am totally blind.
Now, it's so lovely to have you here, Artin, and you've been working with music for quite a few years now.
I started when I was 12 years old as a volunteer in the radio station here in my city where I live. And I learned how to use the audio software, how to use audio editing, how to broadcast on radio shows and make interviews. And later I had an online radio station also. I founded an online radio station together with a friend. And right now I'm doing a syndicated radio show, actually two syndicated radio shows. One of them is a DJ show, which is broadcasted here in the German area to 40 radio stations. And the other show is a more from the music based on to pop music and mainstream music. And yeah, it's also in the radio here.
Now, I'm assuming these shows are recorded in German.
Exactly. Both shows are recorded in German, yeah.
I might need to brush up on German a little bit if I wanted to listen. And has it been hard to enter the radio and music industry as someone who has sight loss, or did you get a lot of support?
I experienced both things, actually. So I experienced like this. I always wanted to work in a big radio station before with a very big audience and in a mainstream radio station. But this is, of course, here in Germany, not easy for a, I would say, blind person to find their way there. And maybe it was not the right way for me. And what I'm doing right now is to have a own radio show, and it's on online radio stations and digital radio stations too.
So it's not just music and radio production you're doing, because you're also trying to inspire other blind and partially sighted people to give audio production a try.
Exactly. So what I'm doing right now is I produce my own music based on electronic music, electronic dance music, house music. And I also teach blind and visually impaired people to learn all these things, to use audio editing, to use music production, and to use also the radio production. My teaching is like a course, but I do this private, and I do this right now online because of the whole corona situation, of course.
What made you decide at such a young age that radio was that dream career for you?
Well, I loved, as a child, I loved to listen to radio, and I spent a lot of time to listen to other radio stations and how they broadcast and everything. And yeah, I was so inspired from this. Then slowly my dream came, I want to be a radio announcer. And later also to become a DJ, to produce music, to play in the radio, or maybe even outside of the radio, in the club or festival, whatever. And yeah, that's what I'm working now. I'm trying to go forward and to realize all these things. When I was a young child, I was playing piano until I was 15. And then I was losing my interest a bit with, honestly to say, with the classical music, because I started to listen to modern club music and even pop music. And that's why I was inspired by this kind of music. What I listened, I want to produce this.
So for anyone that perhaps is not familiar with dance or club music, we have a little sample from you, Artin. The song is titled Fly to the Sky, and you created it in collaboration with DJ Carol. Now, that was Fly to the Sky, created by Artin and DJ Carol. Now, Artin, when you think about your music, the music we've just played, how do you want the people that listen to it feel? What emotions do you want to evoke?
That's a really good question. I want to do music to make a positive mood to the people. So that's why I think I'm I'm producing the electronic music, because electronic music is all about to going to dance, to have fun, and that's what I want to reach to the people, actually. Yeah.
You seem like such a positive person. Did you have a lot of challenges on the road to becoming a DJ and a radio producer?
Well, I think I experience all the time. I mean, it's not easy. It's a long way to reach all this, but I think if you follow your dream, then it's possible.
Artin, what is the best way to find out more about your music, or if we wanted to get in touch?
Of course. So you can always contact me through Facebook, for example, facebook.com/djartin.germany. I'm also on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel called DJ Artin Germany. And there's also one video which is in English, my introduction. And we did this last year, and I decided to do this in English. Also, I have a website. It's basically in German, but if you want to contact me, you can also send me an email, mail@djartin.de.
That's brilliant. Artin Akavan, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and I appreciate that.